A first today, a dilemma. This is a down-to-earth, real-life-in-the-streets dilemma. And I want your advice on it. What do you do if you're driving along and you see a drunk driver? Have you ever attempted to take somebody's keys away from them because they're drunk? If so, what happened if you tried to stop them? Did the police help or not? This is a classic case, and perhaps it shows problems if you try to do the right thing. It certainly shows an extraordinary failure by Victoria Police, or at least one officer of Victoria Police. I will keep the names in the areas involved confidential. I have the detail. I won't use it because that way I'm able legally more to discuss it more openly. It involves a drunk driver, a young man trying to do the right thing. The police tell us how dangerous drunk driving is and how we've got to be alert to drunks on the road. Well, this young man was. He did the right thing. He acted sensibly. He acted like a good citizen. The police didn't back him up. Now, I recorded this interview. It's his last day at school today. He is 18, but he's driving. He's got his license. My question is, what do you do? 96900 693 13 13 32. You ever been through it? What are the answers? Any police listening, help me. Lachlan, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a bizarre situation. Take us through what happened. When did you realise there was a problem with the driver?
Yeah. So I was making my way home. I actually turned into the street I live in. And there was a van in front of me. There's a little kink in our street. And as he drove around that bend, he didn't correct himself to drive the other way. And he continued towards the side of the road. He hit the gutter and just missed a man parked in his car who flinched at this van coming towards him. So this person's then corrected, gone over the other side of the road and hit the gutter on the other side.
Mm.
So I've backed right off and they've continued up the street and then continued to steer to the left. And this is when I thought maybe someone's having a stroke because they kept going to the left-hand side of the road.
Yeah.
So I just followed at a distance and started tooting at them to pull over. They've continued down the street a little bit and then taken the first left. And I kept tooting at them and tooting at them. And they've pulled up to the left and hit the gutter and gone up on the grass in the process.
Yeah.
So I've basically stopped right next to him and leant over and looked out my window and said, are you all right? And there's an elderly man sitting in the car. So again, I'm thinking maybe there's something wrong with his health.
Yeah.
So I got straight out of the car and got him out of the car. And he stood there. But as soon as he stepped out of the car, he was slurring his words and stumbling around. So I'm like, okay, he's had a bit to drink. And that's the first thing I asked him.
Could you smell alcohol?
I could, yeah. Yep. And he denied it, initially and that kind of stuff, and I just weaned it out of him. I just said, look, I've seen what you did back there, and he was denying that as well. But after about 10 minutes of talking, he admitted to me that he'd had a bit to drink and so forth. But I thought he looked familiar, and he said the same thing to me. It was actually the lollipop man at the local school, and he was parked the street behind where he'd pulled over the street behind where the school was, and he said he was heading into the school. But my concern was it was 4 o'clock when it happened, so I don't know what he was doing there, but he said to me that he was heading to the school. He was the lollipop man when I was there as well, when I was at primary school.
So he's obviously drunk, was he?
Absolutely. He had admitted to me.
And you'd hope he hadn't been working on lollipop duty when he was drunk.
That's what I hoped,
okay.
Yeah.
So what did you do?
So I told him he's in no right mind to drive. He's drunk. And I said, I should be calling the police right now, but I can't prove that you're drunk. So he gave me his keys and said, just take my keys off me. But I said, look, I'll take them. I moved his car up the street and parked it for him. And I said to him, you need to go home. You need to walk home now. Where do you live? And he said, I live just 5 minutes away. So I said, okay, you need to walk home and go home.
Yeah.
And he said then that he'll do that or he'll get his wife to come and pick him up. So we chatted for a while. I took his keys and we organized that the next morning at 8 o'clock, I would meet him at the same spot and give him his keys back.
Yep.
So I basically went home, but before I did that, I did a block of the street, and then I parked at a distance to make sure that he didn't have another set of keys and drive home, which he didn't.
Yeah.
So I drove straight home and told my dad what happened and asked him what he thinks I should do, and he said, you know, I should probably follow it up with the police. So
So you went to the police station?
Yeah, I got straight to my car, drove straight to the police station. I walked in. I waited for a lady to come out. An officer came out, and I basically told her the story, exactly what I'd done, and showed her the key that I had. And she'd laughed through the whole story, and then she told me, look, you really shouldn't have taken that key. You can't be taking that off him. You need to go give that back. There's nothing we can do. And I said, but he's sitting there, he's intoxicated, and he even admitted to me that. She said, look, it's your word against mine. If you'd called 000 when we were there, if there was someone nearby, I suppose we could have sent them out, waited for him to get in his car and drive off, and then we could have done something then. But she said, at the moment, there's nothing we can do. We're not going to send someone out based on what you've just said. You need to go give his key back.
You had to give the keys back.
Yes. So I got out into the car park. I sat in my car and I just thought, hang on a sec. If I give this man his key and he drives and hurts someone because of what I saw back there and he kills someone, as much as I've done what I'm told, I don't know how I'm going to cope with what's just happened because I've given this man his keys back.
So what'd you do?
I drove back to the man and I put the keys in his hand and I said, have you got a lift home? And he said, my wife's on her way to pick me up. And I said, now, I've been told to give you your key back because it's basically theft if I take your key. Now, it's up to you now. If you get in the car and drive and hurt someone, that's going to be on you. You need to live with that. Your wife's on her way to pick you up, so don't do anything stupid. You know, it's up to you now. I've done my best.
Jeez, and what did he do?
He sat on the fence, and I waited around for 5 minutes. No one turned up, so I left and said, you behave. And then I drove back later that night, and the van was gone. So I reckon he's driven home.
So that's a ridiculous situation, isn't it? I can't see why the police couldn't just go out and check him.
Oh, I don't understand.
Well, you've done the right thing. Are you satisfied you've done the right thing?
Yeah, I don't. I feel like I shouldn't have given his key back because that van was gone later that night. I hope that maybe his wife has gone and picked him up and then collected the van. However, I didn't see him to have a phone or anything on him. All I saw that he had was his keys and his wallet. So I'm just trying to hope that he didn't drive home.
There's also a broader point here. If he was drunk and if he was in charge of the kids as a lollipop man, the school should know about it. Do you think you'll tell the school?
I'm deciding what I'm going to do. I reckon I'll go and say something because the issue is he looked familiar and he told me he's the lollipop man at the back of that school. He's been the lollipop man for 9 years. So.
Yeah. Well, I think the police are wrong. I think they could have done something, and
I agree with you there.
I think we can get some advice from the police. Do you want to take it further? I mean, do you want the police at the very least, you know, could go and knock on his door and say, look, we've got this report, we can't prove it, but we're watching you.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think?
I reckon that at least he'd be aware of what's going on, and he might not do it again, of course, because he knows that they're watching. So,
are you happy to speak to the police officially if we can set it up?
Of course, yeah.
All right. Well, I know you've got to get going, Lachlan. I really appreciate you. I think you did the right thing. I do.
Oh, thank you.
But, I mean, how many of it come... I've done it myself. I've come across drunks and taken the keys off them some years ago. And that could be theft. All right. You take care. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much. See you later.
Okay, that's Lachlan. We're chasing answers from the police. Anybody ever come across it, if you've done it yourself, what do you do? 96 900 693 13 13 32.